Hey, this is Joe Hedges from July for Kings. I have no idea why, but you're listening to Distorted View.
Distorted View Daily proudly presents Great Moments in Tech Support Phone Calls.
I want him dead! You understand me? That's what he's doing to me! I want him now!
Where exactly were you talking? Were you talking to a technical agent or were you talking to a customer?
I was talking to that son of a bitch! I want him dead!
Ma'am.
I want him on the phone now!
Ma'am.
I want him dead!
Ma'am, we are in multiple locations throughout the Seattle area. I have no idea who you're talking about and where
that
you were.
That fucking son of a bitch!
Ma'am,
I give you my story, number one. I need it now! I've been on the goddamn hold for 1 hour! I don't need anyone on the goddamn phone for 1 hour! I've got phone calls coming out of your seat! That goddamn doctor, son of a bitch! I want him dead! Can you touch me on the goddamn phone? Or I'm gonna kick your butt from here, goddamn turn and back!
Ma'am, I cannot help you unless you calm down.
You don't tell me what to do! I've been with this shit! And I'm not going to let you on it! You help me now! Or it's war, buddy! You get the news right now! I'm not waiting anymore!
Okay, I'm transferring you directly
to the hospital. You get me through!
Hold on.
Get me through!
Freaks, it's Wednesday, June 2nd, 2010. Coming up on the program today, fetus or vegetable? No one can really tell the difference. Plus, what is the molestation nursery? Sounds like something I'd be interested in. And blowing your testicles off. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson back here with you for the Wednesday edition of DV. Got a great one for you. You know, I'm not sure if we've talked about fresh balls on the program or not, but I've got some very exciting news about the company. Go to www.sofreshsodry.com and you're instantly greeted by this lady.
Hi, and welcome to sofreshsodry.com. This is a website for everyone, male or female, who suffers with a pretty common problem, perspiration. I know we all use deodorant for under our arms, but this website will tell you about products to use in other places we sweat.
Like your cunt!
Maybe. Men and women are very different.
Freshcunt.com.
I sweat in there, well, you know, down there. And women, well, we sweat up here.
Oh, titty sweat.
This website will introduce you to great products to keep that nasty moisture away and to keep us feeling cool and fresh all day long.
Now, I knew being a guy that, ball sweat was an issue. And I had no idea, though, that tit sweat was such a disgusting, smelly issue for ladies. And that's really the exciting news. From the makers of Fresh Balls now comes Fresh Breasts. Titties are so wet and stinky. My breasts are so moist and hot. All right, let's continue on here.
Fresh balls for guys, fresh breasts for us. Both of these products are aluminum-free, paraben-free, and talc-free. So they're very good for your sensitive areas and won't produce those disgusting clumps that powder-based products do.
Clumps.
We take personal hygiene to a whole new level. And you should too. For fresh balls, click here. For fresh breasts, click here.
I want fresh balls. Fresh balls. For the first time, there's a product that prevents wetness and the uncomfortable feeling of being sweaty, sticky, and chafing in the groin area, which all men suffer from. Fresh balls is $14.99. You can purchase it from SoFreshSoDry.com. Best part, of course, is the fact it's not going to clump. It's not going to be clumpy on your skin. I hate that word. So disgusting. Nothing good clumps. You don't want to have something clumping, ever. Alright, so that's Fresh Balls. Now, checking out Fresh Breasts, it's the same price. I'm thinking it's the same formula. They just have different packaging. You know, like, pink for ladies, pink for the tits, gray for the balls, basically. Many women suffer from perspiration and chafing under their breasts and in their cleavage areas. This is a common problem without a solution. Until now! Can't you just put, like, baby powder on your tits to soak up some of that, dank sweat? A little Gold Bond down there? Make your titties smell real good, like an old person. I love finding these stupid products because there's always a testimonial section. Jillian from Richmond, Virginia says, ever since high school, I've had this problem. Nervous titties that produce flop sweat. No more. Fresh Breasts works. Thanks, period. There's not even an exclamation mark there. You think there would be. She's raving about this product and she ends with thanks, period. Now I'm kind of wondering if she's being condescending about the whole thing. This is just sort of like a sarcastic testimonial. Yeah, ever since high school, I've had this problem. No more thanks to Fresh Breasts. Thank God you didn't spend your time working on a cure for cancer. My mild cleavage discomfort needed to be addressed this second. Fucking leukemia kids can wait a few more years. Come on. Let's give them a few more doses of chemo. It's fun being bald and throwing up constantly. Meanwhile, I couldn't take another day of my tits dripping sweat. Oh, it's the worst. You could have been working on solving, you know, world hunger or something, but no. You decided to focus all your attention on wet tits. Thanks. Thanks for all you do. All right, Aaron from San Antonio writes in, working out at the gym, I always felt this uncomfortable feeling under my sports bra. That's another one. Wash? I hate the word when people say wash. There's no R in wash. And also, some people say brar, and with an R on that. Anyways, I tried your product, and the problem is solved. Amazing! It's deodorant. You're applying deodorant on your tits. I think any roll-on would work. Good Christ. And those cost, what, $2.99? Spending $14.99 on Fresh Breasts. Ridiculous. Oh, there's a frequently asked questions section. I have a question. Why isn't there fresh ass? That's the area that really stinks. I mean, we have talked about sphincterine on the show, right? The astringent. But that's more of like an internal thing if you're eating ass. I'm just talking about, you know, ass sweat. I'll create my own goddamn product. Ass on. Apply directly to the anus. Ass on. Apply directly to the anus. Ass on. Apply directly to the anus. All right. There you go. That's fresh fresh balls and fresh breasts. Breast. Moving on now. After doing Distorted View for so many years, I like to think of myself as extremely open-minded about various sexual things. I understand fetishes for the most part. Every once in a while, though, there's something where I'm like, why would anyone, A, want to be a part of this or watch it? It doesn't make any sense to me. And this is one of those clips. We've got a woman here who, this is from Club Gape, which I guess is a website. Very exclusive club. Gape. That's another word that's disturbing to me, gaping. I don't like any hole to be gaping. Anyways, this is from Club Gape. And a woman is going to smoke a cigar with her pussy.
I know what you're thinking. Let me tell you.
Yeah, it's all going down here. And she certainly does stick a cigar in her cunt and, you know, suck it in and then blow out some smoke. Someone explain to me why that is hot or why you would want to do that to your cunt.
And what's really nice is you don't cough. And it doesn't yellow my teeth.
No, it yellows your labia or something. I'm sure you can get cancer of the cunt that way, right? I mean, it's absorbing all the chemicals for the most part, right? And you're blowing out the smoke and it's getting all over your cunt. I mean, I don't know. I have no idea, like I said, why anyone would want to do this.
Oh, and to be careful not to get the ash to burn your pussy. Oh, it's terrible. That you'll remember if you do it.
I think what would be the best scenario is that this woman does get cancer of the cunt from, you know, smoking cigars out of her pussy. Then she has to use one of those voice boxes that cancer patients use to speak out of their neck. But hers, of course, would be used for queefing. Little robotic pussy farts. Very, very sexy. Now, the next thing I'd like to talk about was sent to me by Mike, and rather than describe what the video is, I'm going to read you the file name of the video. Asian sucks shit from a dog's ass with a straw .wmv. Unfortunately, the whole video, of course, is in Japanese, so you can't really understand what's going on. But I'll walk you through it, don't worry.
Goodbye.
All right. can hear the dog panting in the background.
I think I'm...
The girl's first task is to lick the dog's asshole.
多分ちょっとうんちが入り口に残ってるだろう。吸い出しちゃって。
Which she does. And you can see there's a little bit of shit on her tongue. Now, she's kissing the dog's asshole. Yeah. I think the point of kissing the ass was to get it wet enough to insert the straw, because she then starts to try to suck out turds. It's just sucking really hard. She can't get... can't get the turds out. But after working at it for a while... looks like there's finally some turds... coming out. Oh, my God. Oh, it's like all mixed in with like her spit from sucking so hard. She doesn't have a very happy face on. Eventually, she takes the straw out, turns it around, and starts sucking on the end that was in the dog. And now I think she'll be able to get those turds out. Oh. Starting to gag on it. Now she's actually squeezing on part of the straw to force the poop up out into her mouth. Oh, and she's showing it off. How much could she have possibly been paid for this? It's not enough. Okay. There's some, like, dribbling on her chin and... You just hear the dog panting in the background. It's an entirely creepy extreme video. Yeah. And she coughed up some of the shit onto her hand. There you go. What more can you say about that, really? Finally, before we get into the news today, our good friend Tonetta is back with a new song. This one is entitled He's, spelled H-E-E-Z-Z. He's Not Gay. Take a listen. Very Tonetta intro going on here.
He's not gay. No, the man's not gay. But like Tonetta, he's on his way. He puts on a dress and heels to boot. All he has to do is suck and shoot. Yeah. He's not gay.
Sounds pretty gay. Getting it up the butt, I gotta say.
He's not gay. No, the man's not gay. He's not gay. The man's not gay. Well, he's on his way.
Alright, let me just fast forward a little bit to the end here.
On the way.
I've never heard that come from Tonetta. That's a new trick.
Do you tell me, is it or isn't it? Gayety. He's not gay. No, the man's not gay. But like Tonetta, he's honest with me.
I love when, like, rappers reference themselves in songs. Tonetta's doing the same thing. Like Tonetta. He's on his way. Although, rappers usually don't sing about how gay they are. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. tomorrow I've got another Sideshow exclusive program. If you want to hear it, you should sign up right now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. You're also going to get a new video cast this week. And, of course, this weekend we'll be doing some bonus material as well. Weekend program. Also, Butt Fudge Sunday is going to be back. Corey's been working hard. It's going to be a good one this week, he tells me. So, everyone sign up. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Really does help the program out. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, this one comes from Washington. A man was shot in the testicles Sunday afternoon after a gun in his waistband accidentally discharged. Now listen, I am all for looking cool or hard or gangster, whatever. And, you do look like a badass with a gun sticking out of your waistband. But appearance is one thing. You can always click the safety switch or whatever, right? You're not gonna be needing your gun when you're going to the fucking mall or something. The man was shopping at the Lowe's hardware store in Linwood around 12:30. Sounds like a dangerous area. When the gun went off, said Shannon Sessions with the Linwood police. Medics were called and the man was rushed to Harborview Medical Center, but the extent of his injuries is not known. He blew off a fucking testicle. That's the extent of his injury. He's gonna be fine as soon as he's fitted for a nudicle. Sessions said it was legal for the man to be carrying the gun, and it's unlikely he'll face any charges. See, that's exactly why I can't own a gun, because I fidget a lot. Like, my hands always have to be moving, they're in my pocket, I'm just a very nervous Nelly person, right? If you see, social situations make me uncomfortable, I hate to be around people, shopping is the worst because of the lines and cashiers and children and old people. It's too much. I would either blow my testicles off or blow an old person's face off or a child. It would be a fidget related accident or me just losing my mind.
I'm gonna lose my mind today.
That's absolutely right, Glenn Beck.
Get off my phone, you little pinhead!
Hey, that reminds me of when I chopped up a bunch of Glenn Beck clips and called up old people.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm sorry.
Who's this?
I just love my country.
You right now?
I fear for it.
Who would you like to speak to?
I don't care.
I think you have the wrong number.
Get off my phone!
What?
Get off my phone, you little pinhead!
This is not Mike's phone. Mike who?
Get off my phone! You people don't care about the trillions.
The trillion what, sir?
Get off my phone!
Get off of whose phone? This is my phone.
Tell me about it.
I gotta say, that's my favorite part of this call, is that Glenn Beck goes from a screaming hyena to being very calm.
Get off my phone!
Get off of whose phone? This is my phone.
Tell me about it.
Oh, tell me about it. Get off my phone! Tell me about that.
Tell me about it. This is the Smith residence, and there's nobody here right now named Mike.
I don't care!
If you don't care, why are you calling this number?
Mm-hmm. You do have a point there. All right, I won't play the whole thing for you. Moving on, second story we have for you today. I've never said that I'm a bright man, because if I did, I'd be lying. However, I do know the difference between a disgusting fetus, all pink and fleshy and wrinkly and disgusting, and a fucking vegetable. The same can't be said for people in Pennsylvania. An analysis has determined that a suspected 7-week-old fetus discovered in a stairwell at South Moreland High School was actually some sort of, quote, vegetable matter, and they can't even tell you what vegetable it is, but just some sort of veggie matter. Yes, vegetable matter and not human remains, according to forensic pathologist Cyril Wecht. No, they called in the big gun, Cyril Wecht, to tell the difference between a human baby and cauliflower. All right, I can't be further specific, said Weck. He notified the Westmoreland County Coroner's Office of his findings earlier this week. State police at Greensburg in the coroner's office were summoned by district officials to the school in Alverton after a female custodian discovered the material in a stairwell near a girl's lavatory on the evening of May 19th. She became concerned because she had earlier found blood in a toilet in the girl's restroom. Yeah, I wonder why. Fucking 300 14, 15, and 16-year-old girls use that fucking restroom every day. I'd be surprised if there wasn't some blood in the toilet. Bitches need to use a sanitary pad. A sanitary pad? Yes, a sanitary pad. Blue, white, blue, white. All right. You knew I was going to mention that, right? All right, back to the story here. Blue, white, blue, white, blue, white. School officials contacted state police and the state Department of Health. Superintendent John Halfill said he learned of Wecht's finding on Thursday. The coroner's office notified us yesterday that Dr. Cecil Wecht had investigated the material and found it was some kind of vegetable-based material. Unfortunately, maybe it was a school project. Some kid made an aborted fetus out of vegetables. It was for health class. And it fell out of his diorama of an abortion clinic or something. All right, are we done with the story here? Is that pretty much it? It wasn't a fetus, it was a vegetable. That's pretty much all you need to know. Final story we have for you today. This is actually kind of funny. There's a new book out there that talks about some of the internet's most inadvertently amusing web addresses. For instance, there is a homepage for celebrity agent database Who Represents. Their web address is www.whorepresents.com. However, if you take the WHO and Who, and the first two letters of represents, you get whore, and then the second word would be presents. So it's www.whorepresents.com. The real problem, I think, is spaces. You can't have spaces in your web addresses. So, you know, it could either be read as whorepresents.com or who represents. The compendium of ill-thought-out web addresses, largely from companies who naively slurred their innocent-sounding names into a single word without noticing the resulting double entendres, lists more than 150 slurls or slur URLs. One example of what can go wrong when choosing web addresses is Big Al's Bowling Alley in Vancouver, which is www.ilovebigals.com, or with the spaces removed, it could easily be read as I love by gals. Also included in the list is the Mole Station. The Mole Station Nursery, a business in Australia selling gardening goods, which adopted the web name MoleStationNursery.com or MolestationNursery.com. That is an entirely separate business before changing its name to Mole River Nursery. Much better. Andy Geldman, author of Slurls, they called their website what? Said, in a world without spaces, we mentally insert our own. And you might not stick yours where I stick mine. Some other great examples from the book. There's a website for Penn Island. Their homepage is located at penisland.net. Experts Exchange, a site where programmers can trade advice, could also be read as www.expertsexchange.com. Speed of Art is a collective of art designers and can be found conveniently at speedofart.com. And finally, Therapist Finder can be located at therapistfinder.com. So there you go. Check out that new book, Slurls. All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Oh, real quick, gotta say thanks to Get 'em Steve Dave for sending me a package. He's one of the few people in the world who has my home address. I don't know why I gave it to him, but he's been putting it to good use. He hasn't been doing anything malicious. Sent me quite a few little presents. Gay porn, sure, from the 70s. Something about gay guys in bondage or something he thinks might be a good Sextastic Tuesday story. I didn't really look at it yet. But I also got a Black Santa who is standing in back of a black girl looking creepy. Joey saw that and immediately put it up on our mantle. It's Christmas. It's Black Christmas year-round in the Henson household. And the other great thing is some sort of like button with a picture of Allison from Intervention on it. And when you press it, it plays Walking on Sunshine. So that was very great. Thank you so much, Get 'em Steve Dave, for that. In other Get 'em Steve Dave news, it's his birthday today. So let's sing him a happy birthday song. annoying gay kid. Take it away.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear. Get up, Steve. Dave. Oh. Happy birthday to Happy birthday. How old are you? You didn't tell me. Leave a comment.
Sounds like a plan, Fagzilla. All right, happy birthday, get him, Steve, Dave. Let's do some voicemails now.
How do you do? It's Distorted View with Timmy Boo. Juggoo!
Okay, thank you, I guess, for that.
Here's again. What the fuck? First Paul Grave, Slipknot, then Gary Coleman, now Dennis Hopper.
Yes.
This is like the worst 7 days for celebrities so far this year.
Yes. Celebrity getting continues. Dun, dun, dun.
Hey there.
What's happening with all of our national treasures, Gary Coleman?
Hey there, queer. Yes. New Sideshow member, Dick Stoffone again.
Oh, oh.
I was just listening.
That just made my dinky hoid.
A episode with, 2 or 3 weeks back from our current episode.
Don't remember it.
It was the one where you mentioned the vagina ass of Lucifer Nigger Bastard.
Right.
Now, when you first said it, I didn't quite catch it and I had to go back. Second time you said it, I just about pissed my pants. I looked it up. I could not find it whatsoever.
What? Well, go back and so you're a Sideshow member, so go back and listen to some episodes where I actually read passages from Lucifer Nigger Bastard.
If I haven't found a link or anything on your site, but if you do have one, in order to read this thing online. Please.
Well, you have to purchase it is the thing. But, it's very inexpensive. As an ebook, I think it's like $4 or something.
Hey, Rob from Texas here. Here's my shit.
Hi, Rob. Are you Rob Peters from Texas? Are you a little sissy fag wearing your diapers?
Hey, Rob from Texas here. Here's my shit.
Wait a second. He's taking a shit for us here, freaks. All right, go ahead. Little plop there. Those are pellets, man. You need to start eating more greasy foods or something. I don't know. I'm not right.
Hey, Tim. Sorry to remember Rich Leather. On a previous show, you had mentioned that your age is somewhere in the late 20s, like 28 or 29.
29.
I got a question for the other freaks. I am 39 this year in late October, so I'm curious. How many of you are older than Tim? I'm curious to know. I've also got a quick shout-out to Civil Distress. At least twice you promised us you recordings of your retarded weirdo sister, and you haven't delivered.
Yeah, come on. Let's get some retard action calling in. Just have her call into the voicemail line and leave a message. That would be great, too. I am 30 years old. I'm sure there are many people older than me who listen to the show. As a matter of fact, a while ago, I think someone in their 60s or late 50s called in. If there's anyone, who's my oldest listener? Call in. I'll give you a prize.
You do.
Mandatory euthanasia is your prize.
You do, Timothy, the master of twisted comedy handsets.
Like
this is new Sideshow member, Dick Sawphoningham. It's a funny story for you. Me and my buddy Stinky Trouble, we got high one night. And we're driving back to drop me off at my place because I was tired.
Look, I'm going to allow this second call from the same person just because you're a new Sideshow member.
And our conversation was completely fucking retarded. But essentially, it was about some of a roller coaster, and as they'd go by, they would say something. So it would sound like this. Oh my god, stop the ride. And I was high, so it was fucking hilarious. So we had this going on for probably about 15 minutes before I fucking started coughing. And next thing I know, I say, buddy, you gotta stop, I'm gonna puke. And he replies with, that's what he said. Guess what I fucking did?
Puke.
Barfed all over the place.
Good.
It's all down my shirt, my pants, a little bit on his fucking seat. It was absolutely hilarious. I didn't feel so great afterwards now. So, thought that would be funny for you and the other freaks.
Sure, it was amusing.
Jagu, Tim, I've got two more people to add to your tally. Gary Coleman and Dennis Hopper.
Yes, I know. We all know.
Hey, Tim, what's up? Important businessman. Just got kind of something I was pondering.
Fucking ponderous,
Now,
man.
We know Gary Coleman died and Dennis Hopper just died.
Yes.
But,
we
that
was
dude
on an episode
from
Slipknot
died, too. Now, does he count? Would that be considered the full triad of death?
He would count if this was 10 years ago.
Or is it because Slipknot is, you know, kind of a bullshit band and nobody really cares about the bass player from him? Does he reach the fame level enough to be considered a celebrity death?
I don't think so.
And if that's the case, who is going to die next? I say, the fucking New Year's Eve guy, Dick Clark.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Dick Clark needs to kick it soon.
Hey, you, Timmy Boo. Mrs. Miller here. I'm sweating. The Knickers trying to read.
Yes, Mrs. Miller.
All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it OGOD?
For fresh balls, click here.
Subscribe via iTunes. Spread the distortion. I will be back tomorrow for Sideshow Freaks, and then back for everyone on Friday and the week. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Oh, I love you. More creamy shit everywhere. Yeah, look at all that beautiful creamy shit coming out.